Well, good morning.
Hello.
It's an honor to be here with you today.
我非常荣幸今天能在这里和大家一起。
Usually I preach about 200 yards from here.
通常我在100米以外的地方讲道。
But today I get to be with you and I'm very excited. Thanks for having me.
所以谢谢各位邀请我来，今天非常高兴能跟大家一起分享神的话。
So today I want to talk to you about the nearness of God in our life.
今天我想跟大家分享的是神在生活中离我们非常近。
And sometimes we get distracted and we don't see it.
很多时候我们都被别的事情分心了，所以我们就没有注意到。
So if we really believe that Jesus was in the room today,
所以如果今天我们真的相信耶稣就在这个房间里，
how would that change the way we live?
这个想法，这个认知会改变你的生活方式吗？
So there's a passage of scripture I want to draw your attention to.
有一段经文。
It's James chapter 4, verses 7 through 10.
在雅各书四章七到十节。
And I'll read it in English. And you can have it in Mandarin. My Mandarin is bad. My English is so-so. Okay. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter into mourning, and your joy into gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up.
雅各书四章七到十节，故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。有罪的人呢，要洁净你们的手；心怀二意的人呢，要清洁你们的心。你们要愁苦、悲哀、哭泣，将喜笑变作悲哀，欢乐变作愁闷。勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
So let's pray right at the beginning.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we are grateful to be here in your presence.
天父，我们感谢你我们在你的面光之中。
And God, we pray that you would speak to us through your word today.
主耶稣，求你借着圣经你的话来对我们说话。
Lord, I pray that we would be focused in on you.
主耶稣，我求你使我们的心能够单单的专注于你。
And nothing else would matter.
其他的事情都不重要。
It wouldn't matter who is speaking.
谁在讲道不重要。
It wouldn't matter what we have to do later today.
今天下午我们要做什么也不重要。
But Lord, that you would have our full attention.
但是主耶稣，求你使我们全神贯注的定睛在你身上。
And so we pray that you would speak to our heart today in Jesus' name.
求你对我们的心说话，奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. The good news of the gospel is Jesus is near.
福音的好消息在于耶稣离我们很近。
Sometimes he doesn't seem to be near, but he promises to be near.
很多时候我们感觉他好像不在我们附近，但是这是神的应许。
And I assure you today, he is in this room.
而且我可以向你保证，耶稣今天就在这里与我们同在。
And in his Holy Spirit, he will speak to us.
借着圣灵，他耶稣要对我们讲话。
And if we just remember the nearness of God,
如果我们就记住神总是在我们身边的，
we will find that is all we really need.
我们就会发现，除了神与我们同在，其他的事情都不重要。
Do all of you know what duct tape is?
你们知不知道强力胶胶带？
Okay, it was I don't know if you know the backstory of when it was invented.
不知道大家了不了解强力胶是怎么被发明的。
But it was in World War II.
是在二战期间。
There was a mother of two soldiers.
有一个做妈妈的，她两个儿子都去当兵了。
And back in World War II, the soldiers were fighting, but the people were doing the war work at home.
因为二战的时候年轻的男人都上战场，但是所有留在本土的人都在工作去支持他们。
And so this mother was working on the containers for the ammunition.
所以这个妈妈的工作是做一个做盒子。
And it was like in a cardboard box.
是用厚纸壳做成的一个盒子。
But the container didn't do well when it got wet.
但是这个纸盒子一湿了，它就不能够装东西了。
And so since on the battlefield, things could get wet.
但是士兵在前线作战的时候，很经常这个盒子就湿了。
They would dip these boxes in wax.
他们就把这个盒子蘸在蜡里面。
Which was good for the moisture.
可以阻挡潮气。
But it was bad as far as timing to get into it because it became hard to open.
但是时间长了，这个就变得非常硬，不容易打开。
And so this mother who was working on these containers.
所以这个做妈妈的，她在做这个盒子的时候。
She suggested to her boss that this tape that she developed would help.
她就跟她的老板说，我发明了一个强力胶带，对这个粘纸盒子有好处。
And the boss said that's a terrible idea. We're not using it.
但是她老板说很糟糕的想法，我们不会这样做的。
And so she went over his head to his boss.
所以她就找到她老板的老板。
And over their boss's head.
然后就再找到最上面的头。
And eventually she sent her idea to the President of the United States.
最终他就找到当时的美国总统。
There was no one to go above him.
在这个国家再没有比他更大的了。
And she presented her idea and he said it's brilliant.
然后总统就说这真是个好主意。
And that's how duct tape was developed.
这个强力胶带就是这样被发明的。
Have you ever heard this saying?
有没有听过这句话?
If duct tape doesn't fix it,Just add more duct tape.
如果强力胶还弄不好粘不好这个的话，你需要更多的强力胶。
In other words, the problem can be fixed by duct tape. You just need more of it.
换句话说呢，不论你的问题是什么，就用强力胶总能把它粘在一块。
Well, I go backpacking with some friends of mine.
我经常去山里徒步。
And I saw that I could make a collapsible bucket out of duct tape.
我就发现我可以用强力胶带来做一个可以能装东西的容器。
Yeah, so you need like some water in it to put out the campfire.
所以你需要水去引火，需要浇灭，需要用水。
Or you might need water to pump and to filter the water, but you want a bucket full of water in your campsite.
但是你也总需要一个桶来装水在你露营的时候。
And so I saw that I could make it out of duct tape.
所以我就想到说，这个用强力胶带就能做这个桶。
And so I did. I got a plastic bag and I wrapped it in duct tape.
所以我就找了个塑料袋，然后用强力胶带把它缠起来。
And a few weeks ago, I went camping.
几周以后我就出去露营了。
And I would put water in it and set it in the campsite.
我就把这个桶里面装满水，放在萤火旁边。
And it worked, but I found out it leaked.
可以这么做，但是有点漏水。
And so you wake up in the morning, there's no water.
睡了一觉，早上醒来，这个已经水已经漏完了。
And so I brought it home.
所以我就把它拿回家里。
And I got more duct tape.
我就用更多的胶带再缠一遍。
And I wrapped it up.
然后把它全部粘起来以后。
And it doesn't leak.
它就不漏水了。
And I said thank you to that mom who invented duct tape.
所以我就说，哎呀，多亏了二战时候那个妈妈。
And if duct tape doesn't fix it, add more duct tape.
如果一次强力胶还不管用的话，就要再多加一点。
Well, what I'm trying to say to us today,
我要传讲的信息是
is that when we feel that Jesus doesn't fix it in our life,
如果当我们觉得说在我们的生命中遇见困难，连耶稣也帮不了我们的时候，
what we really need is more Jesus.
我们真正需要的是更多的耶稣的同在。
Jesus is the answer for our world today.
耶稣就是这个世界的答案。
But somehow we need to reapply him to our lives.
但问题在于我们需要知道说怎么样应用在我们的生活里面。
Because our world is full of distractions.
因为这个世界太乱了让我们分心。
And we don't want to lose sight of Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith.
所以我们不希望说被分心以至于我们忘了专注在耶稣基督为我们信心创始成终者。
So I read a book recently and it's called Undistracted.
我最近读了一本书叫做全神贯注。
And it's by Bob Goff, who's one of my favorite authors.
这个作者是我 Bob Goff, 是我最喜欢的一个作者。
And he talks about all the distractions that we have in our world today.
他就列举了很多今天让我们分心的事情。
That if we're not careful, can take our eyes off of Jesus.
如果我们不是非常小心的话，很容易他就让我们分心，眼睛就不定睛在耶稣上。
And we could put our eyes on things that may be good, but they don't matter as much as the Lord.
可能他我们分心的事物也是一个好的事情，但是啊，没有像耶稣那么好。
And one of the scriptures we read today.
今天我们读的经文当中
is James 4:10.
是雅各书四章十节。
And it says, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will lift you up."
勿要在主面前自卑，主就必叫你们升高。
What a change that does when we come into God's presence.
当我们来到神的面光之中的时候，会改变我们。
And we find His strength and His purpose for our lives.
我们会找到力量，也会找到我们人生的目标和意义。
And I'm reminded that when the Israelites wandered in the desert.
我就想起当以色列人在旷野当中的时候。
That the Lord gave them daily bread.
神每一天赐下玛拿来供养他们。
Not weekly bread.
不是说每一周供应一次。
Not monthly bread.
也不是每个月给他们一次。
But daily bread so that we return into His presence.
而是每一天按时降下，以至于他们都每一天能按时回到神的面前。
And I find in my life.
我也发现在我的生活当中。
That if I do not return in His presence on a daily basis, I get distracted.
若是我不每一天来到主的面前，那我很容易就分心了。
I think verse 7 is very powerful.
我认为第七节非常的有力量。
Where it says, "Submit to God and resist the devil."
他说你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼。
And that's the 1-2 punch of an undistracted life.
这个就是一个组合拳。
And so we submit to all that God has for us, and we resist and say no to the distractions by the enemy of our soul.
对于神对我们说的话都要顺服，但是对于所有魔鬼抛出来的都要说 no.
You see, the main challenge I believe in a Christian life.
我认为在基督徒的人生里面最大的挑战是
It's not to absolutely turn and do something that God opposes.
不是说我们被引诱要去做一些神严厉禁止我们做的事情。
But our common problem is a drifting out of His presence.
而是我们慢慢的就随流逝去了，就远离神了。
So the distractions in our lives,
所以在我们生活当中使我们分心的事情
are not like rip currents that yank you away from the shore.
不是特别激荡的一个大浪把你打倒。
It's rather the slow-moving currents that take you off course.
而是这样的涓涓细流让我们逐渐的就分心了。
And we are so busy in our lives.
我们生活中都太忙碌。
That if we do not get into God's presence daily.
若是我们没有每一天回到神的面前。
We are subject to drift.
我们就必定会随流逝去。
Sometimes we think activity is what is needed.
有的时候我觉得我们以为我们要做更多的活动。
And if we just do more and produce more in our lives, that's the answer.
只要我们做更多的事情创造更多的价值，这个就是生命的答案。
But I believe with all of my heart,
但是我非常相信
that it's to seek the presence of God, that's the answer.
生命的答案在于寻求神。
And so the question is today for you and me.
所以今天给大家还有我自己的一个问题就是
Where do we find Jesus?
我们在哪里可以找到耶稣呢？
You know, scripture tells us a lot about where Jesus will be at.
圣经里面告诉我们很多答案说耶稣会在哪里。
In Matthew chapter 25,
在马太福音第25章
it assures us that Jesus is with people who are hungry and thirsty.
说耶稣与那些饥饿的和口渴的人在一起。
It also says that he is with the sick and the imprisoned.
也说耶稣会跟那些有病的人还有在监狱里的人在一起。
And so much so that when he's separating the sheep and the goats in Matthew 25,
以至于耶稣在马太福音25章讲到耶稣要把善羊和绵羊分开。
That he says, truly, I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these, my brothers, you have done for me.
他说你们在将这些事情对在我小子里面最小的一个坐在他们身上就是坐在我身上。
James chapter 1 assures us,
雅各书一章
that true religion looks after the orphans and the widows in their distress.
说真正的虔诚就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇。
And in Matthew chapter 6,
马太福音第六章
it says for us to get alone in our prayer closet, to be alone with the Lord and pray.
在你们在祷告的时候要关上你的门单独的跟在神面前。
And then it says, then your father who sees what is done is in secret, so he's present when we're alone with him.
所以你们的父在暗中你们所做的必要报答你们。
And in Matthew 18, it tells us that he is close to the brokenhearted.
马太福音第十八章说神靠近忧伤痛悔的人。
All this to say that all throughout Scripture,
所有的这一些的圣经都告诉我们
，Jesus promises to be present with us.
耶稣应许了要会与我们同在。
Matter of fact, do you remember John the Baptist's message as he told that Jesus was coming?
记不记得施洗约翰所传讲的信息说耶稣要来
？His message was this.
他的信息是这样的。
The kingdom of God is near.
天国近。
Jesus is in the room, is how I would say it today.
用我们今天的话来说，就是耶稣就在这个房间里。
And in Matthew chapter 10,
在马太福音第十章
when Jesus sent out his 12 disciples,
耶稣打发十二个门徒出去的时候
he said, go and proclaim this message.
他说你们出去传讲这个信息。
And the message is the kingdom of heaven has come near.
天国已经近了。
And so my thought to us today is, do we really believe this?
那我今天想问大家的是，我们真的相信这个信息吗？
One of the quotes that I read by Bob Goff in his book.
在这本书里面有一段话这样写。
Is this, we are so distracted by the things happening around us that we overlook what God could do within us.
就是说我们经常是这么的分心以至于我们只关注发生在我们身边的事情而没有注意到神在我们里面正在做什么。
I was blessed in recent months.
这几个月我非常被祝福。
To take a trip that was entitled this.
因为我去了一趟旅行。
The footsteps of Paul.
去这个保罗的脚踪。
And so we got to go visit places like Corinth and Ephesus and Philippi.
所以就是去保罗宣教那些地方，比如说哥林多、以弗所。
And we saw these magnificent church buildings.
我们就见到那些教堂的建筑物，非常宏伟。
And they were filled with gold and artwork.
里面有很多的金子做的东西，有很多的精美的艺术品。
And one of our people in our group,
我们团里面有一个人
he said, isn't this a distraction?
他说这些金子和艺术品难道不是让人分心吗？
Are people coming to church for their gold and art, or are they coming for Jesus?
那来到教会的人，他们是要来这里看金子和艺术，还是来这里寻找耶稣呢？
And these well-meaning things can be a distraction.
那这些东西都是好的，但它也都有可能让我们分心。
And it can happen in our lives as well.
也可能在我们的生命里也是这样。
One thing I want to tell you about this trip I took to all these biblical places where Paul walked.
我在这一趟保罗脚踪的这个旅行的里面发生这样的事情。
Was that in Paul's day it wasn't popular to be a Christian.
在保罗那个时候呢，做一个基督徒其实是很不受欢迎的。
If you were a Christian, you paid a price.
如果你是个基督徒，你一定付上代价。
And so the early Christians developed a way to communicate.
所以初代教会的信徒他们就发明了一些 暗中接头的方法。
And when you entered a city, they would have a symbol that you would know Christians live here.
当他们进到一个城里面的时候，看见这些标识，他就知道，哦，住在这家的是基督徒。
And I'm not a good artist.
我对艺术不是很精通。
But this is similar to what it was, a fish. Have you seen it?
但是这个鱼的标记，大家有没有看过？
And in this fish are the letters that basically tell you that it's a Christian, fish.
所以这个鱼里面其实是有几个希腊字母，它其实是在讲说是基督徒。
So the letters literally say,
这几个字母的意思是
Jesus Christ of God, Son, Savior.
耶稣基督神的儿子是我们的救主。
That's what these Greek letters mean.
这些希腊字母都在这个鱼里面。
And so if you entered a city in ancient day, in Paul's day,
若是你在保罗的时代进到一个城里面，
and you saw this, you were assured there were Christians in that town.
你看见这个标识，你就知道，哦，这个城里面有基督徒。
And you could literally walk the way the fish is pointing.
所以这个鱼头对的方向就可以，你顺着这个走，你就能找到这个基督徒的家。
And you would find Christians.
你就会找到这个城里面的教会。
What a good thing when you're being persecuted.
这是当时教会被迫害的时候，其实也带来好处。
To have brothers and sisters in Christ to help you.
因为有弟兄姐妹互相的帮助。
But this only lasted for a little while.
但是这种方式他们只持续了很小的一段时间。
Because pretty soon the Romans figured this out.
因为很快罗马的人就发现这个秘密的街号是什么意思。
And so the Romans would enter the city and see that Christians are here.
所以罗马人进到这个城里，一看这个标志，也知道说，哦，这里有基督徒。
And they would follow the fish and find the Christians.
然后他们也会跟着鱼指的方向去找到基督徒的家。
And the popularity of this dissolved.
所以这个就不再流行了。
And so they came up with another symbol.
所以基督徒呢，就又想另外一个办法。
And the symbol looks like this.
看起来就是这样的一个标记。
And within this are all the letters that basically tell you Jesus Christ of God, Son, Savior. It's all found within here.
那在这个记号里面，他们也是同样的字母，就是耶稣基督，神的儿子，我们的救主。
Each letter is within the circle.
每一个字母都在这个圆圈里面。
And so when we showed up to Philippi,
当我们走到腓立比的时候，
And Ephesus and Corinth,
还有以弗所的时候，还有哥林多的时候，
we found this symbol carved in stone.
我们就都看见这个标识。
Because the Romans didn't get it.
他们被刻在石头里边，因为罗马人没有破解。
And the Christians were safe.
所以基督徒当时是安全。
But you knew when you entered here.
但你当你当你进入到这里的时候，
the Christians were there.
那边的基督徒是这样的一个情况。
And it's amazing to come thousands of years later.
对我来说非常神奇，因为都过了几千年。
And find this carved in stone several places within the cities.
我还是看见在这个城里面好几处石头上刻着这个标记。
But they wanted you to know that God is here.
他们为了让你知道说神在这个城里。
And help for you is here.
有神在这里帮助你。
Now when we visited these sites, it was deeply impactful.
当我去拜访这些地方的时候，对我来说影响很深。
But do you know what else I found at the cities?
你就猜猜我在这个城里面还发现什么。
I found a place where the Jehovah's Witnesses had their stands.
我在那个城里发现也有这个耶华见证人的信徒在那边设摊位。
And as I found every city, I found this. I also found a distraction.
在我找到神的标记的时候，也看到说那里也有使我们分心的。
And so in our lives today,
所以今天我们的生活，
we need to focus on Jesus and being present with Him.
我们的关注的中心在神耶稣，并且他离我们很近。
And not be distracted by other things that call to us.
而不是被所有外面的事物所吸引所分心。
And so where do we start?
所以我们怎么样能够开始呢？
My encouragement to you is find right now where find Jesus where you are.
我的建议就是说，你今天在哪里，耶稣他就在那里。
Do you find Jesus in your everyday walk?
你每一天都与神同行吗？
Do you find symbols that he's with you even in the difficult times?
在你经历困难的时候，你找到神的记号吗？
He has promised to be with us no matter the circumstances.
神应许说，不论是什么样的环境，他都与我们同在。
And in 2 Corinthians chapter 1,
在哥林多后书的一章，
He says, My grace is sufficient for you, and my power is made perfect in weakness.
神说，我的力量够你用，我的恩典在你的软弱上显得完全。
And so God is with us no matter what we're going through.
所以不论我们在经历什么样的情形，主都与我们同在。
I met with a lady yesterday.
昨天我见了一位姐妹。
Who's been married 58 years.
她已经结婚58年了。
Yeah, she's older than me.
年长的一个姐妹。
And her husband just died yesterday.
她的先生昨天去世了。
And you know what she found?
你知道她在这里面发现什么吗？
Jesus is there.
发现耶稣也在这其中。
Even when your life is changed forever.
即使在你的生命中发生这么大的变故。
And she spoke about the peace that passes all understanding.
她也跟我分享说那个超过人能理解的平安在她的里面。
Because what she desperately needs is the nearness of Christ.
因为她在这个情形里面最需要的就是知道说主耶稣就在她的身边。
And so how do we share that with one another?
所以我们之间怎么样跟人分享耶稣在我们旁边。
In our busy lives, how do we create margin to have time to express that to brothers and sisters?
在我们这么忙碌的生活里面，怎么样来创造一些缝隙，以至于我们可以停下来意识到耶稣在这里。
Does God build a generosity within us for one another?
神在我们当中给我们慷慨的心以至于我们可以这样对待彼此相顾。
In his book Undistracted, Bob Goff makes a powerful quote.
在这本书里面作者有一段话这样讲。
And it's this, he says, You are only one generous act of availability away from being a better version of yourself.
他说很多的时候要成为一个更好的自己其实你需要的就只是说腾出空来然后对别人对身边的人慷慨。
And when I read that, I thought of verse 8.
当我读到这段话的时候我就想起来雅各书一章第八节。
That says, come near to God, and he will come near to you.
四章八节他说你们要亲近神神必亲近你们。
As much as we desire to have a relationship with God, he desires a relationship with us even more.
我们觉得说我们非常想要亲近神，但神的想要亲近我们的心是更加的迫切。
And God wants to spend time with us.
神盼望跟我们一起花时间与我们相处。
But he wants to spend undistracted time with us.
神盼望我们能够全神贯注的只与他相处。
So I have an office that is right below us.
我的有一个办公室在这个楼下。
And I'm in that office a lot.
我很多时间都在办公室里面。
And I study, and I pray, and I talk to people.
我读圣经或者是祷告或者在那边跟弟兄姐妹见面。
But recently we had a Monday day off. What was it? Labor Day.
最近有一次劳工节的时候我们周一是休息。
And so the office was closed.
所以我这个办公室也关了。
And I came into my office with no distractions.
我就来到我的办公室那一天完全没有任何能让我分心的事。
Nobody came in to visit me.
没有人来拜访我。
And it was just me and my prayer book.
只有我还有我的祷告的笔记在我面前。
And I was going over the list of things that I wrote in there to pray for.
我就开始看我的祷告事项。
One of them is for your church, for your pastor.
其中有一个事项就是为华人教会在寻找牧师祷告。
And I was praying for these needs, and I came across one.
那我就在为这些需要祷告的时候有一个需要就冒出来。
And it was like in bold letters.
就在我面前，好像当我看到这个的时候，就好像是它是加大加粗的字体。
I didn't write it in bold letters. It became bold letters. You understand?
我就是对我有一个非常强烈的一个吸引。
And I took the time on a day off.
所以我就花时间在休息的这一天。
To call that person.
去给打电话给这个人。
And normally I wouldn't do that.
一般我是不会在节假日给别人打电话。
Because I have so many things to do.
因为我对平时都有很多的事情要忙。
And your life is busy like mine.
我相信你的生活一定跟我的一样很忙碌。
And if we're not careful, we have no margin.
如果你不注意的话，你就发现生活一点缝隙、一点空闲的时间都没有。
And in that margin, we can slow down.
但是一旦有这个缝隙，你就发现生活其实可以慢下来。
And God could speak to us.
你慢下来的时候，神才能够开始对你讲话。
And He could make us generous to people in need.
神对我们讲话，让我们的心可以慷慨的。给那些有需要的人给一点时间给他们
because that's where Jesus is
因为耶稣在那里
and he needs us to help with that nearness of brothers and sisters in Christ
并且耶稣的心盼望我们能够跟弟兄姐妹分享说他一直离我们很近
you know God's commandments are usually not confusing
神给我们的话不是说让人很觉得困惑的。
The Bible is pretty clear.
圣经里的话都很非常的清楚。
In fact, I think it was Mark Twain who said,
马克吐温曾经这样讲。
He said, it's not the parts of the Bible I don't understand that bother me.
他说让我心烦意乱的不是说圣经里面我不能明白的那些话。
He said, it's the parts I do understand.
而是我能懂的那些话。
Because God speaks clearly.
因为神清楚明白地告诉我们。
And all through the scripture, there's a God who invites us in.
圣经里的话都是神在邀请我们进入到他的同在。
And so as we seek his presence and we read his word,
当我们寻求神的面读他的话,
we have two things to decide.
我们就要做两个决定。
First, how these things God said applies to me.
神说的话应该怎么应用在我身上
And second, am I willing to do that?
我是不是愿意照着神的话去做
And it's important in our life because
这对我们的生命非常重要
Because God never calls us to easy tasks
因为神没有呼召我们去做那些容易的事
Easy tasks we can do by ourselves
容易的事不需要神我们自己就能完成
But God calls us to difficult things.
神呼召我们做一些很困难的事。
He called Paul to a life of giving.
他呼召保罗去过一个完全把自己的生命给出去。
And he had shipwrecks and beatings and all kinds of difficulties to face.
因此保罗被打，然后船在海上失事，面对了很多很多的困难和挑战。
But because God was present with him, he could endure.
但因着神与他同在，所以他都可以从这些事里面经过。
And so I wonder about us today.
所以今天我给大家一个思考。
I wonder if we're available.
你有空吗
？I wonder if God could use us.
你有空愿意被神使用吗
？I wonder if we weren't so busy and so distracted.
我猜想说我们都这么忙碌这么努力的在工作
If we would really believe that if we draw near to him he'll draw near to us
我们到底愿不愿意相信当我们靠近神的时候神也要靠近我们
Hey, Deuteronomy 4:7 says this
生命记第四章七节
It says What other nation is so greatTo have their gods near them, the way the Lord our God is near us whenever we pray to Him.
不论什么时候，当我们向神祷告的时候，神就亲近我们。在异国异教里面，这些假神里面，再没有别的神是这样的靠近我们。
And do we really believe that when we pray, God's on the other end?
我们相不相信说，当我们祷告的时候，神就在这里。
The creator of all the universe?
宇宙万物的创造者就在这里。
The God who has limited, unlimited resources?
有丰富的、无限的资源的神就在这里。
And he hears us pray?
然后当我们祷告的时候，他竟然能听到。
That's the kind of God I need to be near to.
我要亲近的就是这样的一位神。
A God who knows my needs.
他了解我的需要。
And the scripture says, gives us the desires of our heart.
并且使我们心里所盼望所想的神都使我们满足。
What a crazy thing that God would care about us.
宇宙万物的创造者竟然顾念我们。
Hey, I read in Revelation chapter 7.
我读到启示录第七章。
About all the saints who gather around the throne of God.
所有的圣徒都围绕在耶稣的周围。
And when all of our worldly troubles are done and we're in God's presence.
当这个世界的纷乱都已经结束了，然后我们来到神的面前。
It says this in verse 15 of chapter 7.
七章十五节，启示录。
It says, therefore, they are before the throne of God, and they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence.
启示录七章十五节，所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，做宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
I can't get over the fact that heaven above everything else is in his presence.
我就一直在默想说，天国其实就是神的同在一直在那里。
And to shelter us and protect us.
神用他的同在来覆庇我们，就好像把我们放在帐篷里保护我们。
That heart of God is found in Jesus as he looks over Jerusalem.
这样的一个天父的心，当耶稣看着耶路撒冷的时候，他就有这样的一颗天父的心。
And he says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I have longed for you.
耶稣说，耶路撒冷啊，我多么渴望我能够保护你。
To gather you together as a hen gathers her chicks.
就像一个母鸡把小鸡都保护在它的翅膀底下一样。
And unfortunately, he finishes by saying, and yet you were unwilling.
但是耶路撒冷却不愿意。
And so my prayer for us,
所以我今天为我们的祷告,
is that when God has a desire to gather us in and shelter and protect us,
是当神的心愿意来覆庇我们的时候,
we would say, Amen.
我们愿意说, Amen, 我愿意。
I'm available.
我有空。
There's margin in my life to receive that blessing.
在我的生命中有缝隙，有空白，为了敞开给神。
And there's margin in my life to give that blessing to those who need it.
我们生命中也有缝隙，能够使我把这样的祝福分享给我身边的人。
And it only happens.
只有当这样的时候。
If God is near.
当神，神会跟离我们很近。
So I want to draw near to God. And he'll draw near to me.
让我们愿意亲近神，神就必要亲近我们。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, I'm grateful for this time we've had today.
天父，我们谢谢你，为今天以上的时间。
I'm grateful throughout Scripture to find that you desire to be near us.
让我们在圣经里面发现，你愿意亲近我们。
And Lord, we understand that being in your presence means we have to change.
主耶稣，我们知道说来到你的面光当中意味着我们要成为圣洁。
And we don't want to be as we are outside of your presence.
若是我们没有你的同在，主啊，就没有意义。
We want to be close to you and we want to be changed by you.
我们愿意亲近你，愿意被你来塑造改变。
And so God, would you give us eyes to see this world like you see it?
主耶稣，求你 是我们透过你的眼光来看这个世界。
And when there's a need, God, I pray that we would show up like you show up.
当身边的人有需要的时候，主啊，使我们出现在他们的身边，就像你在他们的身边一样。
That we might be the hands and feet of Jesus in our world today.
以至于我们就能够成为基督的肢体、手和脚。
And so, God, thank you for your love for us.
主耶稣，谢谢你爱我们。
And I pray that we would express that to the world around us.
求你帮助我们能够把这个好消息带到这个世界中。
Lord, forgive us for the distractions that take our eyes off of you.
主耶稣，一切使我们的眼目转离你的，主啊，求你来饶恕我们。
God, and I pray that our deepest desire of our heart would just be to be with you.
主耶稣，愿我们心里最深的渴望就是与你同在。
Undistracted in your presence.
全神贯注的在你的享受你的同在。
And so God, apply this message to each of our hearts.
主耶稣，求你用这个信息持续的来对我们说话。
And may you receive glory and honor through our lives.
愿你的名在我们的生命中得荣耀。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.